Friday, August the 26th, 237th day of the new year.
It certainly is.
Joining us this morning, guess who's back in town? The sheriff.
That's right. Yeah. Yes, that's right. Jet lag all gone. All healthy and well.
Good. And you're moving somewhat good?
I'm moving as needed.
PRN is needed.
Okay, yes, that's right.
Gotcha.
The knee, the new electric knee.
Yeah, you made it through all the security checks. And he is back in town. Simple Country Therapist Lou Quimby. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Our quote this morning.
Are you ready for this?
I'm so ready. I've been waiting minutes for this.
Indeed. A musician must make music. An artist must paint. A poet must write. If he is to be ultimately at peace with himself, what a man can be, he must be. Now, that's by Abraham Maslow, who is one of the revered psychotherapist philosophers, organization development consultants of our time. He said, or it's attributed to him anyway, if the only tool you have is a hammer, you treat everything like a nail. You follow?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's what happens to some people's relationships, is they got a one-trick relationship to anything that happens, stress or joy or anything else. They got a one-trick response, right? Too often, it's anger, blame, or criticism, which doesn't bode well for the relationship. Those are three things that always, not most of the time, will always stop the discussion.
There was a couple weeks ago, we were headed north and was in Trinidad. And it was I thought of you. I don't know why.
You were driving?
No, we were at the gas station.
At Trinidad.
Somebody pulls up.
You know, lots of people think of me at the gas station in Trinidad. I don't know what it is, but.
Windows open. Some gal is just unloading.
On her partner?
On the guy, yeah, I think.
All right, somebody.
Could have been just unloading. I'm not sure.
Okay, but there was somebody in the car.
Yeah, and there was plenty of spewing venom and all that.
Heavy on the venom.
He gets up, walks over to the building, pays for the gas, turns around, walks back.
Hops back in the car.
Starts putting the gas in the car. We left at that point.
Oh.
I couldn't tell if it was directed at him or at somebody else. Was she mad at the cigarette?
And he was just listening, right?
And I thought, how interesting. Obviously, years of practice.
Or it wasn't directed at him, so it wasn't personal.
Yeah, but I mean, it was like ignoring it entirely.
Oh, okay.
So there wasn't the team.
That wasn't the, yeah, okay, right, honey, I understand. Yeah. No, it just that.
So I was thinking, how long does it take, and why does a relationship continue if there's just that
before
wall?
Before somebody breaks the wall down?
Yeah.
Or they take their wall out of town with them?
Well, in the past, you've said everybody gets something out of the conversation.
Oh, yeah,
So there's something
that's right.
There.
Something's going on.
How interesting.
What happens over time, interestingly enough, for people that stay together, what happens over time is that one-trick pony, using the same tool, if it's a hammer, begins to get different results. Tends to wear itself out. And people get tired of doing the same thing over and over again, hoping only for different results. That's the working definition of crazy, of course, is hoping for different results. So they don't get different results. And finally they get pissed.
Or they take a break. It's 8:19.
You've never heard us before because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Lou Quimby. Lou, before the break, we were talking about the one-trick pony either wearing out or dying.
Yeah. You know, yeah,
that's we right. can use a fair analogy. It runs its course.
Oh, that's terrible. Yeah, okay. That's the worst pun I've heard all day. Of course, the day is young.
Yeah, it's just still young.
Day is young.
Yeah. Brum, brum, and you haven't been out to the horse.
That's right.
Track,
that's
so
right. No
more waiting for you out there, I'm sure.
But yeah, and the fair is over.
It's intriguing. So, in that kind of a scenario where it seems like one foot is nailed down and everybody's running in circle.
Yeah.
Is that tend to be familial?
Oh, people learn their one trick usually in the childhood. Because they're very. See, it's like you can build your own car, but it's a car, right? You can have a different engine. You can have a different paint job. Have a two-seater, a four-seater, but a car is a car is a car. It gets you from one place to another, right? Okay. So in some families, they build a Ferrari. Some families, they build a Volkswagen. Some families, they build a rattle trap, right? But a car is a car is a car is a car. So people have to figure out whether or not they want their car, what they want it to look like. If it's not getting the job done they want, if it's not attracting the proper kind of attention, then they need to remodel it, repaint it. Okay? And then they do that. And they still now they have a car that attracts different attention. They still got a car. So they still got this one way of attracting attention. They got to drive around in their car. So they go to therapy and they have to learn different ways to attract attention rather than just by showing off their car. That's all. So they learn new tricks. And then if their partner learns the tricks with them, they can do something besides the one-trick pony. And then they learn something new and something different. They get different results. And with different results, they go, oh, that's good. Let's do that again. And then they get different results.
Will most in a scenario like you so expertly presented?
Oh, that was terrible. That was a bad. Thank you so much.
Continue to build on that scenario and experience and experience and experience and experience? Or is there comfort in having two options?
There's comfort.
And that's where we stay.
Yeah, there's comfort in having two, maybe three, four options, five options. Most people don't go beyond the new comfort level, for they have enough options to routinely stay out of trouble. If you only got one option, you're in and out of the pit. In the pit, out of the pit. In the pit, out of the pit. But with three or four options, they can stay out of all of the pits, and they just go to a different level of productivity. They go from one option to another option to a different option, and that's fine. But they stay out of the holes in the road. They drive down a different road, which is great. That's the point.
Yeah.
Be happy.
Avoid the potholes.
Right.
Yeah. Some folks, there was a phrase coined, what, in the 90s, I think? Cocooning. You stay at home. That's your safety.
You don't
go outside kind of too much. I mean, you still go to work, but... You cocoon.
Yeah, okay. Fall in on yourself. Well.
Yeah. There seems to be, and I won't say a generation of, but there seems to be a tendency for a lot of youngers, millennials, whatever you want to call them, to isolate. I mean, we see it with video game playing. Competitive, nightly, regularly. Not getting out and exploring an awful lot, but kind of wrapping around defining free time as computer time. Is that a age characteristic? Is that a lifestyle characteristic? How do you?
Well, interesting. You
how
should
is
mention
that evolving?
Interesting. You should mention the millennials. A couple of studies done that millennials are having less sex because they're not particularly interested in sexuality or relationships. They're quite happy without it. They got their own life going, which is a generational thing. It's a sociological thing having to do with all sorts of things, income, satisfaction with them, the job of themselves. And it's interesting when I read that study that it's something as significant as sexual activity is kind of soft-pedaled in the background. And they'd rather do things differently, other things. And it isn't going out and drinking and carousing. It's their job, and then go out and do whatever they want to do in their spare time. It's not my generation. It's interesting to see that happening. It's not about drugs. It's just
different.
It's just different, yeah. So.
Well, I know nationally there's some concerns because the birth rate has dipped.
Well, the birth rate.
The lowest in.
Yeah, the birth rate is a problem for a number of developed countries, yeah. Yeah. I'm not going to go into that one. No.
I couldn't tell if that was going to be a historical trip.
Oh,
or
no,
if that was going to be another trip.
Yeah, some of the European countries' birth rate is low, and other people are taking advantage of it. That's a whole different.
I see. Yeah, you're right. That is a whole different.
That's a different story altogether.
Don't need to do that one on there.
No.
Yes. KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:30. We'll be back with more from Lou Quimby.
We do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Simple Country Therapist Lou Quimby. Talk shop presented by Redeck and by CDH Painting.
Redeck, those are my people.
Well, you're looking at your nails when you say that. Very. No. You know, is there a connection there?
No.
Oh. Okay.
No, just I like those people.
Okay.
I like. You know, if you think about it, the only tool you have is a hammer, and you have everything like a nail. One of the things that happens besides having a really a dull relationship for the rest of your life with your partner, or having a relationship that gets so dull that they split up, and then you have another relationship with somebody else that's dull, because if you don't change, you're going to repeat the same thing. So one of the advantages of having many tools in your toolbox, as opposed to the only thing you have is a hammer, is you don't treat everything like a nail. You treat everything like different, and so you begin to have different relationships with different people about different issues, and life gets richer and deeper and broader, as well as deep. Richer and broader and richer, broader and deeper. There we go. So that's a nice thing about having multiple tool sets in terms of how you talk with, interest other people. If you go to Rotary, for example, or to church or to university, you find yourself with other people that you would not ordinarily associate with. You wouldn't go out and find them. That's kind of like getting married. That happens in families too. But you find yourself being with people you would not ordinarily associate with, and in so doing, if you have multiple tools to chat with folks, you find out there's a whole bunch of different worlds out there that are curious and interesting. I haven't met, like we were talking about millennials earlier, I haven't met a bunch of millennials who don't have much sex. So I don't know what their perspective is. All I heard was the results of the survey. But that'd be interesting.
But
I wonder why they would go to therapy in the first place.
Yeah, if they're by themselves.
If they're happy with what they're doing, they wouldn't go to therapy.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
This could be an issue for your industry, sir.
I don't think so, but it's an interesting idea, but no, it's not an issue.
Communication skills, we've spent years talking about that here. With folks that tend to run solo, is it just easier for them? I mean, the survey is an intriguing one because
there's less
when we were going through, it was like if you're not married at 23 or 24.
Something wrong with you.
Yeah, panic ensues. The family's in trouble.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to be a 50-year-old and have a college, a high school graduate. You know.
Right.
Because you were going to be dead at 50.
And thus has to do with social and familial expectations.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Which are now different.
So I'm wondering, because I've read a couple things that indicate college was kind of like high school was when we were going through as far as maturation points. And that post-college, when you get your feet underneath you, you're in a job, until you're about 30, it's kind of like what it was like when we were going through college.
Well, remember,
the heat isn't on until mid-30s rather than mid-20s.
Yeah, and the heat's different. Remember, a lot of millennials live at home. So they don't have a mortgage to worry about. They may pay rent and a room and board, but they don't have a mortgage to worry about or a marriage to worry about. They've got their job, whether it's a career or not, they've got a job. They're employed, right? And they're reasonably happy or complacent in their work. So what happens then? Their parents die, leave them the house? I don't know. It depends on how many brothers and sisters they have, I suppose. I don't know any millennials with families of six kids where they're living at home. I didn't get that survey. But they talk about millennials living at home. Now, that would be one, maybe two, I don't know, living at home.
It's funny, I've not...
But they don't, they're not married. And
I've not heard multiples at home.
And they just, I heard the one, not multiples, yeah. So they can save money, which...
Not a bad thing.
Couldn't do if you're married with kids and you got a mortgage. You're not going to be saving money. But they live at home. They pay mom and dad room and board, and they can save money and kind of do what they want.
Have you seen any studies on the flip side? Mom and dad want the empty nest. It's time, son. It's time.
Out, right. I haven't seen the studies where they say, you're out. I know there are some parents who go, sweetheart, when you're 18, we'll give you one summer, fast and loose. After that, either you got a job or you're going to college and you're pulling a B. Either way, pick one. So if you want to stay at home, you got to have a job, you got to pay room and board. Or they say, 18, your history. Period.
We change the locks on the door.
Yeah, we change the locks on the door. Now, some parents are happy to have their kids with them. I don't know about the millennials' parents, but there are some parents that are happy to have company, the kids.
And we've seen studies and heard and read about grandma and grandpa raising the grandkids.
Oh, which is
that's a different dynamic.
That's
not the millennials. That's
That's a whole drug related prison matriarchal pick up the pieces.
Well, the kid
generation
was a gymnast that did so well in the past Olympics for America. She was one of those.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so, I mean, it's not as abnormal as what it has been, but the breakdown of
most normal
traditional family structures, is it going back to the old family structures, or is this just something that's different?
The old family structures, if you look at New York in the turn of the century, the old family structures had to do with two or three generations living in the same apartment.
Or on the same farm, if it was...
Or on the same farm, if they're outside, right. Two or three generations. So kids grew up with aunts and uncles and grandmas and grandpas, and what they couldn't get from their parents, they could get from grandma and grandpa or aunts and uncles, which is where some of the best sex education comes from, not from mom and dad, because mom and dad...
Hedge,
yeah, exactly. So when that broke down after World War II, with Levittown and, you know, what was it, a chicken in every pot and a Ford in every garage or something like that. Then there was the single family dwelling.
Yeah, suburbia kind of came in at that point.
That means mom and dad had to take care of all the emotional heat of the children's needs, except for school maybe took care of some of it, right? But there wasn't the aunts and uncles and grandmas and grandpas living on the same floor or the apartment level above or below or on the farm, right? So mom and dad now had to take care of all the heat. And that was when moms didn't work. That was dad went out and they were in the factory and they brought home the bacon and mom raised the kids. And then things started getting tight after that. And then mom goes out and starts working. Now you got a two-family income and kids don't always get what they need in terms of time to spend with them. So generation after generation, socioeconomically and politically, changes things dynamically. So I was interested. That's why I was bringing up the thing about the millennials who aren't interested in sex as much. So they're not out there bonding heavily. They take it or leave it, which was interesting.
It's a natural byproduct or outcome of the last 50 or 60 years?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, it's not politically mandated, so I'm assuming it's a natural outcome of the circumstances, economically and whatnot. But the economics is interesting. They get to stay at home, pay mom and dad. Mom and dad get a little nickel, which is nice, and they get a place to stay without excessive rent. So it's convenient for everybody without the drive. Without
been
that,
watching Saturday Night Live again?
Without the, yeah.
It's convenient.
Convenient. Without that drive that you were talking about in terms of 23, got to get married, got to get a job, got to have 1.3 children, blah, 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 blah.
Standard.
Drive. Succeed, compete. And the millennials going, nah, I'm fine.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:30.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:49. We're back, final minute of the week. Mr. Quimby's alongside. Lou, if you're interested in following some of this cultural evolution, are there magazines, are there websites that folks can go to kind of try to get their heads around what's going on?
There are so many of them, I can't name a specific one or two that are good for that. My experience with the internet is things change so fast that some things come and go. And I look at magazines, and magazines' editorial position changes and blah, blah. So I'd go on Google and type in what you're interested in learning about. And if it's millennials, you type in millennials, and you get 10,428 results. And you take the top 10, and you cruise a little bit and see what you can find out.
Just give yourself enough time.
Yeah, if you're going to research something like that, you definitely need some time.
And since you're by yourself, you got plenty of it.
Absolutely.
Thanks for coming by.
You bet.
See everybody on Monday.